I want to talk about the significant factors to try to help you lose weight, not the insignificant or the trivial things. So exercise is not going to help you lose weight in any significant way. Now, I'm not saying not to exercise. I think it's a really good thing. There's a lot of benefits. You're going to be more fit. You're going to have less stress. You're going to sleep better. You're going to have more oxygen. You're going to lower your risk of having all sorts of health problems. So you need to do it. But if you're doing it to lose weight, don't hold your breath. Now, there's three significant studies, which I'm going to put down below, that demonstrate heavy people who exercise end up actually having a slower metabolism than when they started. They end up having a slower resting metabolism by 5 to 15%. So in the best case scenario, given the fact that exercise only gives you 15% of your results with weight loss, and diet giving you 85% of the results, if you're overweight and you're exercising and you're slowing your metabolism down by an additional 5 to 15%, things become very insignificant. Now, with that show called The Biggest Loser, researchers did a post follow-up with these participants, and they found 13 out of 14 of these people actually gained back the majority of the weight. And many of these individuals ended up with a slower metabolism, burning 500 calories less per day when you compare it to when they started. Now, with The Biggest Loser, they combined a tremendous amount of exercise with a low-calorie, low-fat diet, and they didn't do the keto plan for sure. And I think if they did, they would have much better results. Now, this is not exercise directly, but a lot of people that are exercising do either a pre or post workout drink, or they have a snack of branched amino acids, some protein powder drink or shake, some collagen type drink before or after they work out, thinking that that's going to help repair the muscles better or build more muscle mass, when in fact, all it's doing, it's stopping their ability to lose weight, because the protein actually increases insulin and insulin stops your fat burning. So they just nullified that workout as far as weight loss goes. And then we also have people that are exercising without being fat adapted, and they're just so hungry, their appetite is increasing, and so they're eating more food, especially more refined carbs. And a lot of them will try to do the energy drinks when they're working out. There's a lot of fat burners that supposedly give you energy and help you burn fat. There's green tea extracts, and the list goes on and on and on. And if they combine a low-calorie diet with exercise, they pretty much ruin their metabolism over time. I mean, how many menopausal women that are overweight are still struggling trying to lose weight because they have a slow metabolism that was created from years of dieting and exercise? So here's the concept that I'm going to recommend. It's not lose weight to get healthy. It's get healthy to lose the weight. And I'm talking about creating a healthy metabolism, creating a healthy body, creating healthy hormones. Exercise and diet are tools to get there, but in the absence of health, you end up cycling where you do the New Year's resolution, you go off the program, you gain the weight back, you start another diet, and it goes on and on. To me, that's just torture. You're going up a very steep hill and you're putting all this effort and you're not seeing any results, and it's just frustrating, and you're exercising when you're tired. There's a much easier way. And that is through diet, but not any generalized diet. That's something very, very specific to lowering your insulin levels, to helping you lower insulin resistance, to making insulin more sensitive so your overall insulin can go down. If you focus on the diet, that may be enough to get you where you need to go, but you're going to have to keep your carbs low. You're going to have to adapt to fat burning, which does take some time.